Welcome to Your Soulful Podcast, helping you get out of your head and into your heart. Navigating your healing and spiritual journey can be a roller coaster. My goal on this podcast is to support you to be your best self, stop beating yourself up, get out of your own way, and start living your dream life. Happiness, joy, energy, loving yourself, heart-based business, and a soulmate relationship are all available to you. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzett, spiritual life coach, intuitive energy healer, your energizer bunny, and sprinkler of joy. I'm ready to get down and dirty with the truth about the healing journey, the spiritual path, and living life to the fullest. Some episodes will be me, flying solo, sharing the challenges I've faced and overcome, my intuitive downloads, and all the lessons I've learnt and struggled with on the spiritual journey. Other episodes, I'll invite special guests to open up and share their zone of genius to deeply support you. Stick around and buckle up, because I promise it'll be a ride full of truth bombs and authenticity, so that you know you're not alone and you can heal your relationship with yourself too. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with me on my stories over on Instagram at Charlotte_Bezzett. Remember, the life you want is yours for the taking. So what are we waiting for? Let's dive on in. I'd like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people, traditional custodians of the land on which I live and this podcast is recorded. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. I extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Hello, lovely soul, and welcome to Your Soulful Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzett, and today's juicy episode is the first one where I'm answering your questions. This isn't like a new little segment, a new way of doing the podcast, where I have now somewhere you can go and ask me anything. It can be anonymous, it doesn't have to be. You can ask me anything around spirituality, being a digital nomad, running a heart-led business, healing, overthinking, my own journey, relationship, whatever it is. I'm open to answering any question that you need support with. And this was the first one that came through. And it's so relevant for what I see this year is happening for a lot of you. And it's almost like a build-up of previous years. And this won't be all of you listening to the podcast, but I really feel there's a majority of you listening that are curious or really intrigued or ready to make some moves in your life around your purpose. You're ready to start living a life that you're absolutely in love with. And this is one of the things that came up in my Q&A. What is my purpose? I feel like I like all these things. I don't know what my one purpose is. I love this, I love this, I love this, I love this. So Charlotte, how do I find out what my purpose is? And I'm going to tell you how you can find out what it's not, and maybe a new perspective on this that really can support you to open up your awareness and stop being so judgmental towards yourself, or maybe trying to fit into a box. So hang in there, because it's going to be juicy. And also, just a little bit of a sneak preview, last week's episode, all around belief, there's something coming. It's absolutely free. I can't wait to give you this. It's going to maybe light a fire within you around your purpose as well, and what I believe is actually possible for you. And I want you to start to believe it too. I want you to start to believe in yourself. Stop believing the stories. Stop overthinking shit. Stop believing that you can't do something this lifetime because you're not good enough, or you're confused, or you're not smart enough, or you're afraid of failure. Whatever story it is that you're telling yourself, I want you to shift that into radical self-belief. And this gift that is coming is going to support you with that. So slide into my DM with the word belief, and you will get early access to it. Before it's released on my Instagram, before it's released and birthed into the world, I will gift you early access for you to dive into. And I can't wait for you to receive this, to feel it, to feel the energy around this, because it's epic. And I wish I'd have had this a few years ago on my journey. So I see when I'm coaching new clients, we have a process that we go through when we're starting to coach. And I ask them where they're at right now. How are they feeling? And a lot of the time, people that come to coaching are unhappy, unfulfilled, bored. They want more freedom, fulfillment, joy, energy, and they feel stuck as to how to get there. Now, I believe part of this reason is because you're not actually tapped into your own desires of what you want. And this isn't your fault, because a lot of us have grown up in a society where or you go to school, you go to university, you work a 9-to-5, you do a career, you study one thing, and you basically stay in that thing for the rest of your life. And that can feel really daunting at 17 to have to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life. I don't know about you guys, but I could not figure out what I wanted to do at 17 for the rest of my life. I actually wanted to be a lawyer for a little while there, and then I wanted to be an actress. And yeah, a lawyer's an actress, like seriously. Anyway, that was me at 17. And I ended up falling into insurance. I think this is what has happened for so many of you. You've fallen into a role, a career, a job. And whether that's as a result of society, your parents, the money was good, your friends were doing it, or you just had to pick something, so did it, and now you're maybe still doing that. And maybe that's not the case for you, and if it's not, awesome. Like, I'm just supporting and celebrating you so much. But I think this is where you become disconnected with what your desires actually are, because you've followed a trajectory or a route or fit into a box that was never designed for you. So often when I ask people, what is it you want? They say, I don't know. But that's because they've squished their desires down and looked outside of them for what that should, quote unquote, should look like. Oh, well, mum and dad wanted me to have a successful career, or mum and dad wanted me to have this stable job, or my primary caregivers did, or I needed to earn X amount of money, or I believed I needed to have this title or these letters after my name, or I needed to do this job because it pays really, really well, and that's going to give me the lifestyle that I want, so I'm just going to keep doing it, even if it makes you unhappy, stressed, bored, unfulfilled. And I'm going to invite you into now shifting that a little bit, because when you think about your purpose, what do you think about? Is it your career? Is it the job that you do? Is it the business? Is it the role that you have this lifetime? Just starting to think about that. What are you defining your purpose to be? Because I'm going to flip this a little bit on its head for you. What if you made being in this moment fully enjoy your purpose? What if you made being in this moment fully your life purpose? What if it's not the identity and the role that you take on, but it was you being in this moment? There's so much pressure to have a singular life purpose, and it can really alter your ability to see that in any given moment, you're given the opportunity to live with purpose. In any given moment. And I believe sometimes your purpose can change. Your purpose may be at one stage to do this role and be in the moment fully. And then you may have children and your purpose becomes living in the moment and being their caregiver. And that might be for a season, and then that purpose shifts. So tapping into what you're making your purpose mean, and then what if you made it being in this very moment fully your life purpose? How would that feel? I think so much disconnection has come from yourself and priorities getting misaligned, really. With living life fully, it doesn't happen in, oh, when I've got this money, when my mortgage is paid off, when I've done all this, when I've got this material possession, when I've got my investment property, when I've got, it's actually, what if I prioritize joy, living, freedom, love? What if they were your purpose? Instead of this craving and yearning, thinking that that job is going to give you something. And trust me, I made this mistake when I was 23. This was the first time I made a mistake about my purpose. And it wasn't actually a mistake because everything worked out exactly as it was meant to, because it did, it happened. But I thought in traveling the world, I was going to find freedom. I thought in traveling the world and moving to another country, I was going to find peace. I was going to find calm. And that ended up with me being on the bathroom floor, my absolute rock bottom moment, having to claw my way out of the depths of hell and healing and inner work, because it was never out there. It was always within me. Live with purpose according to your life values. My life value is freedom. And I live my day, even if I'm not traveling the world, even if I'm not being a digital nomad, I live my life with that value. Am I free to wake up at whatever time in the morning I want? Yeah. Am I free to wear whatever clothes I want? Yeah. Am I free to call my girlfriend at 11 o'clock on a Monday and not be confined to my desk? 100%. Am I free to work from anywhere? 100%. Am I free to do a job that I absolutely love? Yep, I'm there. That's where I live my life, by that value. And I feel that fulfills the purpose of being in the moment and living it. I hope you're hanging in there and you're with me here. So if you don't know what your values are, first, that might be the first thing to do. And people think like, oh my gosh, I need to have this big purpose. I need to go and change the world. I need to transform everybody. And if that's you, awesome. But I don't believe running a business, being an entrepreneur, and doing that is for everyone at all. At all. It takes a certain level of person to be an entrepreneur and to be a business owner. It takes grit, resilience, patience, perseverance, deep inner work, because all your shit is going to come up. All of it. It's not shit. It's all your stuff is going to come to the surface. It's going to be presented to you. Oh, I'm not good enough. No one's going to buy my thing. I'm not smart enough. No one's buying my products. This is hard. I've got a tech issue. Someone didn't pay their invoice. Like, over and over again, you are faced with challenges as a business owner. It's not free from them. And over the years, I've learned to navigate those. So if you're looking at your purpose thinking, well, I need to run my own business so I can have the freedom, question and just be with, is that actually for me? Can I learn marketing and sales? Can I put myself out there into a networking event or my product online or myself online if it's a personal brand or writing a book or creating something? Can you do that? So I don't believe that freedom can only be garnered from having your own business. I believe there are other ways, and I've seen it with clients. I've watched somebody actually run an Airbnb, which is technically their own business. However, they just did it in this most beautiful way that aligned with them raising their child. So they could be free to spend more time raising their little boy, walking them to daycare, being there to pick them up, going to the beach on the days that they weren't, just that freedom piece. And honestly, entrepreneurship is a fucking roller coaster. And I would tell people, unless you're willing to commit to the long haul, to facing yourself, your limiting beliefs, your doubt over and over and over again, then don't be an entrepreneur. Because you're going to be challenged to overcome those, to work through them. And if that's you, awesome, go for it. I'll be your absolute biggest cheerleader and be like, yes, you've got this. But it's not for everyone. And that is so okay. That is so okay. I know somebody that actually has had maybe 20 different roles and jobs and loved them.
They've been a salesperson. They actually worked for a magazine. They actually sold karaoke equipment. I've watched somebody sample so many different careers and loved them because they found joy in that. They didn't need to conform to studying one thing and doing it forever. And if you are into human design, I strongly recommend looking at your human design. And I'll pop the link where you can get your human design below. Because if you're someone like a manifesting generator, you're actually designed, your blueprint is designed to do lots of different things. And I speak, some of my clients are manifesting generators and they say, I need to do this one thing, but I love this and I love this. I'm going, we'll do a bit of everything. Can you be an event planner on a Thursday, Friday? Can you have that corporate role that's your bread and butter on a Monday, Tuesday? And on a Wednesday, can you do your heart and soul led work of serving and supporting people? And maybe on the side, you have a Reiki business. Who knows? But I'm putting it out there because why are you trying to have one purpose and do one thing if it doesn't actually bring you joy just to do one? You want to do five. You want to do two. Or if you're a generator like me in human design, I'm actually designed to master my craft in one thing. And mine is healing and coaching. And I do that in lots of different ways. But I feel I'm living my heart and soul-led purpose, which is living fully in the moment and living a free life. And look, when you're looking at your career and job, I actually get fired up when I see people say, I'm really unhappy, I don't like my job, I really want to leave, but you know, the money's good, so I'm just going to stay. You spend a third of your life working, a third of your life. That's on average about 90,000 hours. Fuck me, if I'm going to sit there for 90,000 hours doing something I don't enjoy or like, that's leaving me feeling unfulfilled because the salary's okay. You can earn money. You can earn money doing something else if you simply had the courage and belief in yourself to go after it. A third of your life, a third of your life working. If you're bored, unfulfilled, unhappy, change it. Beautiful soul, be courageous to making that decision to change and have a lower tolerance for unhappiness. This is something I really noticed when my mum got diagnosed, and I think this was what was the fuel for me actually living a life on purpose, living fully, going all in, following my dreams, because I watched my mum deteriorating in front of me. I watched her not being able to speak and talk. And it's a potential hereditary disease. I could get it. I could get it in 10, 20 years. And you'll be fucked if I'm spending the next 10, 20 years doing something I hate and that bores the shit out of me and that I'm unfulfilled. I refuse to do that because I have a low tolerance for unhappiness in anything. If I don't like an exercise, I probably won't do it. Now, don't get me wrong, there are certain things I don't love in my business. I don't love doing admin. I don't love doing my accounts. But 90% of the time, I'm fulfilled with it. Let's say about 85-90% of the time. So where are you potentially tolerating unhappiness and being unfulfilled and bored? And if your voice inside your head now is saying, yeah, but Charlotte, I don't know how. I'm stuck. I need that clarity. I don't believe I can do it. I'm second guessing myself. Am I good enough? I've got no confidence. That's completely normal for that to arise. And this is exactly what I help my one-on-one clients with, to break free from those limitations, from those doubts, from you second guessing yourself, and to hold you accountable to taking that action, being clear on what it is that you want, busting through the beliefs and doubts and negativity, aligning you with the life you love, and then you can take action, courageous action. That's my one-on-one work. And if you're interested in that, then you can send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to support you this year. So I have a couple of questions that you can actually be with, especially when it comes to career and job. What have you tried? Have you applied for different jobs? How many different jobs have you done? Have you done a career in marketing or admin or holistic care or caring for the elderly? What have you tried? Oh, I don't know what I like. Well, go try stuff. Oh, but I need financial stability. You can have that too. go sample shit. Like 90,000 hours of your life, a third. Go try a job for 6 months. Go try something for a year. See if you love it. Might hate it. Okay, you can change your mind. You can pivot and change your mind. Just because you decide to do something for a little while doesn't mean it's forever. You're not stuck and you're not a tree. Okay? What have you explored? What do you love to do? Oh, I don't know. So go find out. Maybe you take up a hobby. Maybe you do an open university course. Maybe you do a part-time nutritional qualification. And you don't need to go out and do a full degree. You could do like an 8-week course and see if you like it. Am I enjoying this? And if not, you've gained an amazing qualification. Awesome. Next thing. Don't want to do that again? Maybe not. Find what you love. And that's not to say that everything you love can be the purpose and your career and your job. But I do believe there is an opportunity for you to tap into what you love and use that to support you to finding this purpose and living fully in the moment and in love and in joy and in happiness. Because what does bring you joy? What do you like to do? And a lot of you may be saying right now, well, I don't know. And I invite you to go figure that out. Go figure out what brings you joy. I want you living in joy this year. I want you being fulfilled and happy and going all in and maybe starting the side hustle and the business. And you don't need to quit your job. You could maybe ask to go part-time. I work with a doctor who actually did that. She asked if she could go part-time in her career. She went part-time and she's building her beautiful business on the side. She still gets to earn a beautiful, consistent income and build what she actually wants for the long haul. And she may be a doctor forever. Awesome. She's going to keep tuning back in and deciding what that's going to look like for her. Sample it. She can always go back full-time. Yeah, I actually don't want to be a coach anymore. I don't want to run my own business. Okay, you can change your mind. You're not a tree and you're not fixed where you are. Tap into what lights you up, what brings you joy, what you can actually do now to align your life with your values and live fully in this moment and on purpose, whatever season that you're in. So I hope this episode has supported you. If you haven't, don't forget to leave me a review. And this epic freebie is coming your way. Your firecracking, popping, radical self-belief pep talk is incoming. I want you trusting in yourself and your inner guidance and following that call, that pull, that intuitive guidance to live a life that you're absolutely in love with. It is coming. DM me. Belief. To get early bird access to that. And I can't wait to support you with it. I really can't. It's going to be amazing. And I want you believing in yourself this year more than anything. I'll be back next week for more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm sending you a virtual hug right now because I'm so grateful to have you here. If you loved it, be sure to share a review on iTunes so I can keep these episodes coming to you. If you aren't already following me, head on over to Instagram, @Charlotte_Bezic. Plus, you can source a juicy free gift from me. Screenshot this episode and send it to hello@charlottebezic.com. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. Sending you love and light. Bye for now.